Hey everyone, it's Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome to The Score. Today's episode is another annual edition, one that we do every year that people look forward to, and probably the one I get the most feedback, at least from the guys in the top 15 on, because they all have opinions on what their buddies say. But this is the episode on the horses of the year. We're going to start with the heel horses this time. And I talked to Colby Payne, Travis Graves, Jake Long, Levi Lord, and Wesley Thorpe for this episode. And I think you're going to really enjoy what they have to say. There are years where things are more unanimous. This might be one of those years. There's usually a standout heel horse that everybody seems to gravitate toward. And so we talk about that horse in this episode and then some other standouts too. So it's an interesting episode. They will tell you what they think really makes a horse of the year. Each one of these guys kind of talks about their criteria before they get into it. So a little disclaimer before you start listening to this episode. I was sitting in Paul Eves Arena for the most part while I was recording this episode. So you can hear some background noise, some chatter, but sorry to y'all if you can hear just everybody chit-chatting and steers banging and all sorts of things in the background. On that note, we are going to start with Colby Payne. He was my first call for a few obvious reasons. He owns the reigning three-time horse of the year, Turbo, Kadabra King, that was formerly Patrick Smith's. But I kind of figured people might be talking about Colby, so I thought I would let him get started with the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Falmbre Head Rope from Fastback Ropes. It is a four-strand rope with core construction. It's small and light, and it has a bright orange color for high visibility. The ombre has a relaxed feel, a smaller diameter, and rough exterior that are meticulously designed to enhance the grip on the saddle horn. With core construction, small diameter, great tip weight, available in an extra, extra soft, and medium soft, the ombre is made to order, and it will be shipped 2 to 3 weeks from the time you order it if you're getting it through fastbackropes.com. If you want to talk to somebody, give them a call, 817-279-1851. Okay. All right, Colby, who's your pick? Horse of the year. Who are you going with?
I'm probably biased, but I think Coon, my bay, is the one I'm going to put in it this year. I've rode Turbo quite a bit also, but Coon has got it for the most part. That's what I had all my luck in the winter on, and I've also mounted him out quite a bit this year. I think, like, Salinas, he had 13 runs, which there is a ton. TG won Salinas on him. Everybody that rides him seems to get along with him pretty good. Another campaigner still, like, I think Brady Miner's horse is still really good. You know, the horse doesn't make many mistakes.
Are you talking about Shug?
Shug, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really like that horse. I think the stud that Lane Mitchell has rode has done good. Like, it looks like he can do the same thing every time on that horse. He doesn't hardly ever make any mistakes.
Yeah.
I think Dylan Graham's bay horse is really good. I think that horse is awesome.
And you had to pick between, like, having to pick between Turbo and Coon. Like, that's pretty crazy, like, that you're picking Coon and that you've been riding Coon over the three-time reigning horse of the year. Like,
right.
Why is he, like, why does he fit you that much better right now?
I don't know. I mean, for one, I have all the confidence in the world on Coon, you know, like, that's what I've won everything on. And anywhere I've rode Turbo this summer too, you know, when I first came out here the first few weeks, it seemed like I won really good on Turbo. Anytime I've wanted to give Coon a week off or something, Turbo has been great. You know, I don't have to worry about not having a chance to win on either one of them.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be. I should be able to go catch them blindfolded and it's not going to matter which one I'm going to ride, you know?
It's pretty cool that you have that string then. Like, that's pretty impressive.
No, for sure.
Very good, sir. That is what I needed. Everything else going good for you, Colby?
Yep, it's all good. We're sitting here at Puyallup, just ready to get started.
Cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Colby. Bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, my next phone call was to Travis Graves, who always want Travis's opinion. He's one of the veteran road warriors, so he has a lot to say about who deserves the Horse of the Year title.
All right, who's your pick? Heel Horse of the Year?
Oh, Heel Horse of the Year, I don't know.
You're allowed to say your own if you think it's your own. There's no rules here.
I do think mine deserves a pretty good a placing, if not, you know, horse year, just because I rode him danger everywhere. He's done really well.
And what do you call him?
Boone.
Boone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not that person that would pick mine just because I didn't think that I didn't deserve it. Other than that, I would say Colby Payne's Bay.
Yeah. And that you rode him at Salinas, is that? Yeah.
I would say that would be my other pick.
What makes that horse cool?
I mean, he's just easy to run. I don't know, he's just really easy to rope on.
Perfect.
Like, he does everything really well as far as don't. He makes a good corner. He does it all well.
Perfect.
Those would be my two. Like after that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing's really sticking out at me.
Got it. That's all I needed.
I'm trying to think. His bay sticks out to me. I've always liked him. I've always gotten good on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a special horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jake Long is next. Jake Long had a Horse of the Year in Colonel, so he knows what that title requires. So I, of course, wanted his opinion.
What are you thinking, Jake, on Horse of the Year?
Honestly, I'm a little biased, obviously, but I'm going to go with my horse. I think he's stepped up and been awesome and solid and hadn't really messed up at all. So,
and he's six, right?
He's only six. Yeah, he's been amazing. And I don't think he can really run. And he reads the cow good. And I just think that he's a really nice horse.
And Double D. I mean, that one came from Double D, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he's had a quite track record so far. He does a good job.
He really has. When did you pick him up?
I got him in October. Right around the Kojo open last year.
And what did you like about him, or what did you see in him?
Honestly, Clay Tryon told me about him. He told me that Double D had a really good one and that I'd better get to calling him fast because a bunch of people would be after him. And so I called D, and he agreed to let me try him. And he was worried that he was too green for me.
Uh-huh.
And so he was... I told everybody, I said, I think he spent more time trying to talk me out of buying him than he did trying to sell him to me.
That sounds like something Dustin would do.
Yeah. But he, man, he was great to work with. He let me ride him and try him and didn't hold any, which not that the horse had any big secrets or anything anyway, but
mm-hmm.
he was just really good to work with. And I picked the horse up and hauled him up there at Coleman's and practiced with him for a couple of days. And it was just pretty much an immediate fit. I couldn't not buy him, I guess, by the end of it. And
yeah.
So I called D and we made the deal and got it all finalized.
How many runs have you ridden Roger much this summer? Has he gotten all the runs? 80%? What percent of runs has he gotten this year?
I pretty much, the second round at Reno, I'd rode him some. Like, I rode him in California, rode Copper in California.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time, and I rode him at a couple places in the winter, and then the second round at Reno I got on him, and ever since then the only ones that Roger's run I rode him at St. Paul, and then I took him to he went to Levington Lawton, and then I took him this last weekend to Filer and Dillon and White Sulphur just to save the trip on Copper.
Got it. You won the average of the NFR on Roger. I mean, Roger's pretty decent, but what
He's a
made
great
you,
horse.
I mean, yeah, what was the impetus to get off him and get on this one?
I think it's his foot speed. Copper can really, really run, and his feet move a lot quicker. And Andy's horse runs a lot, and we keep momentum on the steer pretty good when he's on biscuit. And Copper can just keep up with the run a little bit better.
Very good.
And Roger's been great. When I've had to get on him, he hadn't dropped the ball or done anything wrong either. It's just, I think when you get used to that speed, it's you notice it when you lose it again.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have anybody that you think is second place? If you weren't picking yours, what other horses impress you?
Well, I think it's hard to argue against Colby's horses. I mean, that bay's been a really nice horse, and then obviously he bought Turbo, who's didn't look like he's gotten any worse anytime soon. So, I mean, it's hard to argue against both those horses as being really, really good. I like Doug's bay horse. He looks just, I like simple horses. And that sounds like an insult, but I don't mean it that way. But I just, horses that have too many buttons, I don't know that I ride good enough to ride them. So Doug's horse just looks like he does a really good job. Looks like he can really run, stay out of your way, just really simple and easy. And to me, that's maybe the biggest compliment to a good horse is, it's just when they're helping you do your job.
Yeah. Well, that is perfect. That is what I needed, sir.
Okay, anytime.
Good luck at Puyallup.
Thank you, ma'am.
We are going to take a break from this episode to talk about the ombre head rope from Fastback Ropes. It is a four-strand rope with core construction. It's small and light, and it has a bright orange color for high visibility. The ombre has a relaxed feel, a smaller diameter, and a rough exterior that are meticulously designed to enhance grip on the saddle horn. With core construction, that small diameter, great tip weight, it is available in an extra, extra soft, soft, and medium soft. You can call to order 817-279-1851 or order at fastbackropes.com. Now, we talked about the head rope. The ombre heel rope is 35 foot. It is available in soft, medium, and hard medium. If you are in the market for a heel rope, it is also available at fastbackropes.com. And by calling 817-279-1851. When I started making these phone calls, Levi Lord led the world standings. He still does as of today when I'm recording this introduction. It's early September. So I wanted Levi's opinion. It was obviously very worthwhile because the number one guy in the world certainly deserves to have a say.
Okay, Levi, who is your pick for horse of the year and why?
There's a few horses, I guess, that maybe stand out. This year is a little bit of a maybe a different year than the couple years past. I think for the last two or three years, I don't remember, Turbo has been kind of the clear favorite. I think he won it by a landslide, probably, where Patrick was doing so good, and everyone kind of, that was the general idea that was the best horse going. And he's still out here, but Colby's been riding the other one maybe more than Turbo even. So I think that horse would probably be one, if that tells you anything, that
yeah.
He's been riding Coon over Turbo. So obviously everybody knows how great Turbo is, and I've got to ride Coon a little bit, and he's a really, really good horse. And so I think that would be a horse that would probably be up there. I think the old reliable Miners, Bob and Shug, look like they're gonna take them to another trip to the NFR,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, which is, who knows how many, those guys, just those horses seem like they're just timeless. And maybe I think Riley hasn't been in a couple years, and maybe Brady in a couple years. So for them to kind of have the year they've had, mainly just, I know we're talking about heel horses, but Bob has kind of been hit out for the last couple of years. You haven't seen him, and he just came back, and he's ridden him everywhere.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
To see how much those guys have won just riding those two horses. So Suge would be one, I guess. And then a lot of guys, seems like they've switched around horses riding more than one. Jade has started rodeoing again, obviously, and he's won most of his money on one horse. So I think for me, just personally, I think you have to be riding them at most of the rodeos for them to be able to win it, I think.
Yeah.
Just because if you're switching around and you got two or three different horses, I mean, that's great and obviously helpful to have that many. But for as far as just for this award, I think it should be the horse that takes the most runs and is reliable and, you know, lets somebody have a chance at 75 rodeos, 80 rodeos a year. So those are just the kind of horses that stick out in my mind when I get asked. And then I guess, not to talk about my own, but since I rode Birdie a little bit in the wintertime, but then since I bought this black, I've probably rode him at every rodeo except for two or three. So he's been really good for me. He's good in any setup, and obviously I've had a pretty good year. So I think those are a few that I would say.
Yeah, I think your first pick of Coon is who most people have said so far. Like, yeah. He's been, it seems like he's an early favorite. And, you know, it's funny, it's people have either said Coon or they've said Turbo. And it's like, well, he can't put both of them in, I don't think. So he's going to have to pick which one he's going to put it, like which basket he's going
to
put his eggs in.
That's what I mean. I don't know which horse is better. I mean, they're both obviously great horses, but he's definitely rode Coon more than Turbo, and that might just be because he's more comfortable on him. I'm not saying one's a better horse, one's not, but that definitely tells you how good Coon is, just because if you got the three-time defending horse of the year standing there and you don't ride him, the one you're riding must be pretty dang good also, you know.
Pretty dang good, exactly. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, we will round off this episode with Wesley Thorpe, the reigning world champion, and the guy who has ridden a horse of the year quite a few times. It also won the world last year on Turbo, the horse of the year that is now owned by Colby Payne. So we wanted Wesley's take on who deserves the PRCA AQHA heel horse of the year title.
You're looking at the standings. So who do you think? What horse do you think?
I think Colby's Bay, Colby Payne's Bay, stands out the most to me, just because he's probably won 80% of the money on that horse, and he's in the top. You know, he's top 10, won 80% of the money on that horse, and then a lot of other guys have won checks on that horse. TG won Salinas on him. Levi Lord won or placed in a round at Salinas on him. Like three or four of us rode him at Pecos. We won. We placed in a round, placed the average on him. Colby's, he did good on him. So, I mean, he's had a lot. And I know other guys have rode him that I can't remember exactly which instances they rode him or where, or I probably wasn't there. But there's definitely a handful of guys in the top 15 or 20 that have won money off of him this year or won rodeos on him. And to me, like, he's a super easy to jump ride. Like, when I got on him, like, it was, which I'd ridden him a long time ago when he was young, but I mean, he's just super easy to get on and kind of ride however you want. But Colby does get on him jackpot and pretty much any setup rodeos wise. He's got a lot of run. He's really easy. So I think that horse, in my opinion, probably has the best chance to deserve the horse of the year. Just primarily, I mean, he's one of the only horses that has taken that many of the runs. Like, Denton Dunning's black to me stood out all year. Like, the horse was doing really good, and then he got hurt in the summer. And then Had to have probably a month off, and then, but that horse probably would have had a chance, I think. I would probably throw TG's Don, the little Don horse that TG has, in my mind. I think that's a pretty good horse.
Yeah.
He's taken, I mean, I bet he's taken.
Yeah, he's taken most of them.
Yeah, I mean, 80-90% of the runs for this year. And, actually, I used to own that horse at one time, and I liked him a lot when he was young, and I thought he was going to be good, and he's super tough. Like, he's real gritty, and he can run and take the runs and try every time, and kind of always got some fire on him when you unload him off the trailer. And to me, that horse, it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up in the top three for sure as far as horses of the year. I'd probably throw Mabel in there somewhere. He's taken probably 80% of the runs this year, and he's just gotten better and better in my mind, and kind of good at every setup, whether it was Salinas or Fort Worth, or I mean, he's going to get Sioux Falls, so I mean, he's going to get the longest setups down to the short setups, you know. So he's been really good. I mean, he definitely hasn't cost me at all at anywhere. So that's, I mean, he stayed sound all year and worked good, and definitely got the speed for all the longer setups and stuff, but he's also easy for just about anything. So I would not, I'm going to probably nominate him, just because I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he was in there somewhere.
Have you put him in your name so that you could nominate him?
Yep, he's in my name.
Look at you go.
I got him in my name, so we're good on that.
That's good. That's good.
Those are probably my three standouts. I mean, there's other horses I really like, but it seems like to me, like Nikki Northcott's Bay has stayed. I mean, he's literally rode him at probably 90% of the rodeos, and that horse has stayed good and kind of works good at all the setups. But I mean, those three, to me, I mean, those are all horses in the top 10, and you know, have a chance to get guys to the top. So I mean, I think those are probably going to be my picks. I mean, obviously, like Colby owns Turbo, and he would, you know, he would probably be right in the mix if he didn't ride his Bay most of the time.
And, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like a lot of people said Turbo when I was talking to them, and I was like, actually, I think Colby's going to nominate the Bay. But then, like, the Bay was the first choice that almost everybody said, but then people said Turbo, and I was like, well, I don't even think that's an option this year. But
yeah, it would be hard. I mean, it would be hard for him to win it just because he didn't have ridden that much in the big scheme of it. So hard to vote on that, but I mean, and then that's like, I mean, Shug, I mean, he's taken most of them. He got hurt for a while, so he was kind of out for a little while, but he's finished on him, so he's always kind of in the mix because his trade is so solid and easy. But I think my main three would be, I'd probably say Colby's Bay, TG's Done, and then Mabel are probably what I'm going to go with, just because they've all taken the most runs and been consistent all year long. And seems like when the money's up, that's what they're on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you. That is what I needed.
All right, that's a wrap on the Heel Horse episode of The Score. And thank you for making it through it. Thank you for listening. And we will talk at you next week with some head horses.